This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was a report out from American Express earlier this year, the credit card people, about the state of women-owned businesses in this economy that had a whole lot of interesting data points in it. The one that applies to this next interview is this. Women are starting on average 1,821 businesses a day in this country. And the reason we mention that right now is in service of this question. Where are these women making these kinds of deals and starting and running these new businesses? One answer is in co-working spaces, specifically women-focused co-working spaces. A company called The Wing is one of them. Audrey Gelman is the co-founder and CEO. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So give me the virtual radio tour, if you would. If I walk into one of the Wing locations at like 4 in the afternoon, what am I going to see?
You're going to see hundreds of women on their laptops working, taking meetings, on conference calls, having coffee dates, starting businesses. It's pretty extraordinary.
So these are not small little spaces. These are large convening spaces, I suppose, in a sense, right?
That's correct. Our largest flagship in the Soho neighborhood of New York City is going to be 20,000 square feet.
Wow. You're almost like a big box. I mean, that's crazy.
We're still small.
All right. Maybe not in big box.
But we have big plans.
So let's talk about that a little bit. Give me, first of all, the elevator pitch, right? I mean, you've gone out and you've gotten VC funding. You've been very successful at getting venture capitalists to invest in your vision. What's the pitch? What's the elevator pitch?
Sure. I mean, The Wing was inspired by history, really, and the turn of the 20th century and the sort of late 19th century. There were hundreds of women's clubs. And so they were a huge part of the suffrage movement and the overall advancement of women in this country, but they kind of died out. Our idea was to resurrect them for modern women. But, you know, the difference between women 100 years ago and women today is that women today work.
Tell me about your clientele, would you? Your customers, what do we know about them? I mean, you just introduced childcare, right? So clearly some are parents of small children.
Yes. You know, we have 6,000 members of The Wing, and we survey them constantly. About a quarter of them have kids, and that's a growing population. My co-founder, Lauren, has a 9-month-old, and watching her balance growing The Wing and being a new mom has been an eye-opening experience for me. So, yeah, we're trying to always grow with our members.
Are you making money yet? You profitable? Well, come on. You come on the show. You got to ask that question.
Yeah. Listen, we're the traction, you know, from tapping into needs that have not been addressed and have really been neglected from women business owners. You know, it's the right thing to do. And it's also, you know, it's a great business model.
Let me back you up for a minute to the venture capital part of this. You are a woman running a woman-focused business. Venture capital is neither of those things. What was that like for you going to wherever you went, Sand Hill Road in Menlo Park or wherever, and making this pitch? Were VCs receptive? Well, they were receptive, but I guess what was the reception you got is the question.
Yeah, the statistics of how many women-founded companies receive venture capital funding they're really abysmal. Only about 3% of all venture capital dollars go into businesses founded by women. As a woman going out to raise tens of millions of dollars, it's incredibly intimidating. It's intimidating to know those statistics. It's intimidating to walk into a room full of men in suits around a boardroom table. Our initial, you know, seed round was very challenging just because there wasn't anything that existed like this and we didn't have proof of concept yet. And there were, frankly, a lot of men who just said, like, I just don't get it. You know, I just don't get the product.
Do you foresee a day, and I grant you that it feels like we're a long way from it now with Me Too and all of that, but do you foresee a day where this company is not needed, where your services aren't required anymore because society has progressed?
You know, I think that that's the goal in some ways. You know, let's put it this way. From a very young age, you know, even if it's not as overt as something like Me Too, women learn to shrink themselves and to sort of take up less space. You know, so we believe that they're getting these cues, you know, in big ways and small ways, and that it's so important for spaces like The Wing to exist.
Audrey Gelman, co-founder and CEO of The Wing. Audrey, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.